Is just a temporary thing, or are you here for a while to work out with these guys?
Yeah, just temporary. I mean, you know, we got a little extra time on our hands, so I thought I'd come, visit my folks and, don't get to see them too much, especially at this time of year. But so, just coming to say hi and I know Laddie a little bit, so I asked if I'd come see it with the guys, and so here I am.
So the home cooking is good?
Home cooking's good. I'd rather be playing, that's for sure, but it is nice to see folks.
So, training camp is basically out the window. The rest of the exhibition games were canceled yesterday by the league. There'll only be a few more days, I'm sure, before the season openers are in jeopardy. Does that make you guys feel any differently about the way things are going?
We want to play. You know, that's the bottom line. We want to play, and it sucks to be out. Yeah, it's too bad that it's looking like games will be canceled. But I mean, at the same time, you try and remain hopeful that we can get things done. But when it comes down to it, we trust in Donald Fear and all the NHLPA staff, and hopefully we can come to an agreement. That's good.
I don't know how long you've been around here, but have you noticed any difference in the sentiment of fans, your friends in Toronto versus Winnipeg?
Some of them are a little split now, that's for sure. I mean, obviously a lot of my close friends and family are still, Toronto fans or James Reimer fans, but some of the, maybe the further off acquaintances, some of them are, their allegiance lies with the Jets now. So, it's too bad. I'll do my job to try and win them back, but we'll see.
In terms of the lockout issues, is there a difference between Toronto and Winnipeg, do you think?
Oh, in terms of that, I don't know. I think pretty much everyone's on the same page as far as players and fans. I think everybody wants the game, but it's got to be a fair deal too.
We missed the first part. Are you going to be here for a while, do you think?
Just for a couple of days. I've been here for a week, just visiting my parents and my family. So I'll be here for a couple more days, and then I think I'm making my way out west.
And what about Rick St. Croix joining this organization? He's had a great impact around here in the past. What's your sense of how you guys can work together?
I mean, I don't know too much about him, but all the things I've heard are really good. Whether it's from my agent or from people who worked with him in the past or just from anybody who's talked to him or knows anything about him, I've never heard anything bad. So I think he's going to be a great addition to our team and our staff, and I really look forward to working with him.
Do you feel any impatience yet with the preseason games disappearing and the possibility of some regular season games going by the wayside soon, or what's your personal feeling?
We want to play. I mean, you talk to any player and you want to play. I mean, that's what we love to do. But at the same time, I mean, it's got to be a fair deal. But it is frustrating, especially seeing as the fact that we could still be playing. We don't have to have a lockout. As long as we keep bargaining, we can still play. So, it's frustrating that the owners have chosen to take the game away from us. But having said that, we got faith in Mr. Fear and hopefully we can get things done.
As a guy who paid his dues in the minors and whatnot, and now you're there in the league in the National Hockey League, what's it been like facing the fact that you might not be playing some games or an entire year?
It's a little bit frustrating, but at the same time, it's just too bad, really. Like I said, we love to play, and especially when you've been working hard, you want to get those games in, you want to play at the highest level, but. It's something the owners are choosing to do, and you don't really understand why sometimes. It's what they're choosing to do. So we live with it, and we put our faith in who we think and can get us the best deal and the fairest deal, and that's Donald Fear. So we just follow his lead right now, and hopefully we get the season back.
Having been back for a week, is it with your family and friends even more disappointing being hockey fans in Manitoba and having the Jets back for 1 year and then have to take this break again?
Yeah, I know. I think it's probably the most unfortunate for the fans, especially the ones here, that you've been waiting so long to get a team back and had such a great year last year. I mean, obviously I'm sure you guys would have liked to make the playoffs, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it was an exciting year and everyone was pretty hyped up. So I'm sure of all the fans, I think the Winnipeg fans are probably the most disappointed.
Andrew Ladd was just saying he went away for a bit, might do it again. Mark Stewart was saying he might head down to Minnesota because just these skates every day gets boring. Is it, in a bad way, kind of nice to have some time to just sort of do other things at this time of the year?
I guess. We'd rather be out there. We'd rather be practicing every day, playing every other day kind of a thing. And that's what we live for. But there are some, little pauses, like being able to see family that you don't necessarily get to see and stuff like that. And for even, like, the guys that maybe aren't healed up, they get that extra time to get healthy or you get that extra time to, get in better shape. So when the season does come back, you got, elite athletes out there. So, there are little positives that are, things that you can take, to turn a bad situation into a better situation. But, at the end of the day, you'd rather be playing.
And that's what I meant. It's important to do positive things to stay positive because, obviously, you guys are missing stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And, anything, you can take whatever you need to be positive, whether it is, having that extra time in the gym or maybe it's taking a week off and resting. Sometimes rest is the most important thing. So, like I said, you do what you can to stay positive, whatever that may be, and so you're in the best possible state of mind and physical shape when we get this season going.
Compared to the other work stoppages, it's good that they're meeting, dealing with other stuff, because in the past they sort of, if they couldn't get past the one thing, they just weren't meeting.
Yeah, for sure. I know that we've been trying to meet with the NHL over the last week, and they've kind of been sloughing us off. So I think it's really good that they finally got a date down today and for the next couple of days, I believe. So, hopefully we can work some things out and you can, hash some things around. And like I said, get the best deal, get the best deal there's possible.
Thanks.
Any thought to playing anywhere else in the meantime, James?
I put some thought to it and he maybe looked around a little bit, but for me personally, right now it's just the best case scenario is just kind of skating like this and trying to stay in shape and staying close to or staying in Canada, and staying close and if unfortunately if this does drag on then maybe you start looking more seriously overseas or somewhere else, but as for right now it's just staying local and trying to stay in shape.
Yep. Thanks.